we're going to move now as we unpack a little bit more about God's word. And in a moment, Sophie's going to speak on Matthew chapter 7. Then I'm going to pick up where she leaves off, but go on to Psalm 119. Not the whole of Psalm 119, you'll be pleased to know. But before we do that, we need to have some scripture. So Tammy is going to come and read to us from Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27. Hopefully that will appear on the screen.
Hello. I am reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain poured down, the rivers overflowed, and the wind blew hard against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers overflowed, and the wind blew hard against that house, and it fell. And what a terrible fall that was. Thank you.
The passage that Tammy read to us is one of the parables Jesus told. A parable is a story that has a meaning, and Jesus told lots of them to teach people how to live. This one comes at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is a famous talk that Jesus gave, and it has instructions on how to live and act. This parable is no different to others in that it has a meaning. It is a metaphor for how to live. In this parable, Jesus talked about two men who both built houses. The way they chose to build their house represents the different responses they had to Jesus and his teachings. One man chose to build his house on the rocks. The other man chose to build his house on the sand. The man who built on the sand heard Jesus' teachings, but chose not to follow them. But the man who built on the rocks heard Jesus' teachings and chose to listen to and follow them. Jesus then says that the rain fell, rivers overflowed, and wind blew, and the house on the rocks stood firm. However, when the rain came, rivers overflowed, and the wind blew, the house on the sand fell. The storm is often thought to represent the trials and hard parts in life that we all go through. The man who built on the rock, someone who put their faith in Jesus, and the man who built on the sand was someone who did not follow him. However, what Jesus was actually saying is that the storm represents the day of judgment. The day of judgment is the day when Jesus will come again, and we will all stand before him and be held responsible for the way we've lived our lives. The man who built the house on the rock represents someone who listens to Jesus' teachings and obeys them, and the man who built the house on the sand is someone who hears but chooses not to obey. Here, Jesus is teaching us that in order to stand firm, like the house on the rocks, on the day of judgment, we not only have to listen to the teachings of Jesus, but we have to obey them. If we choose not to listen or not to obey, then we are like the man who built on the sand. And when the day of judgment comes, we will fall. In some ways, it was easier back then. They had Jesus there physically, showing and telling them how to live. We don't have that today, but Jesus did give us some tools to help us be like the man who built on the rock. He sent us the Holy Spirit to help guide us, and he taught us how to pray so that we can talk to God and ask him how he wants us to live. We also have one of the most important tools in the Bible. For Christians who are trying to be like the man who built on the rock, the Bible is possibly the most important tool. It contains Jesus' teachings to help us see how we should live, and it helps us to see what God wants for our lives and how we should act. You see, it's not just enough to know how we should act. We need to put it into action. When we do this, we build on the rocks. So when the day of judgment comes, we stand firm and don't fall.
So Jesus taught his disciples and the crowds that followed him about the importance of following the commands of God. More specifically, he taught them the need to listen and to obey his teachings. And as Sophie has mentioned, Jesus made it clear that there are consequences for ignoring his teaching. Jesus himself understood the need to be connected to God. His life was spent in obedience to God's will and to God's laws. Jesus understood what it meant to live his life in a way that honoured God. But that didn't mean that he went along with all the extra rules and interpretations that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law had imposed on God's laws. Jesus went back to God's laws themselves and the true meaning of what God was wanting. Jesus did that by understanding his Bible, the Old Testament, or at least the parts of the Old Testament that the Jews considered to be important. Jesus would have read these scriptures and learnt them. They would have been taught to him from an early age. Even for Jesus, who is God's Son, the Word of God was important. Learning the teachings and following the teachings would have helped to make him the man that he was. Reading and obeying the Word of God is a really important thing. It is how we learn how we should behave, how to act, how to talk. It is how we learn the difference between what is right and what is wrong. You know, even our legal systems and our moral code as individuals are all shaped by God's word, whether we like that or not. The Ten Commandments, they state no killing, no stealing, no cheating. And they help to form the basis of our laws, don't they? And they help us to understand how we should live together. And you know, even some of these phrases from the Bible are used in our everyday language. Have you ever heard anyone say to you, the writing's on the wall? Yeah, that's about judgment, isn't it? The writing's on the wall, you're going to get what's coming to you. And where do we find that in the Bible? Daniel. Lisa spoke about it last week. Glad you were listening. And then there's another one. An eye for an eye. Have you heard that? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Where's that from? Deuteronomy. They talk in terms of judgment and revenge, don't they? But they've come into our everyday language. I want us to listen now to some more words from the Bible. This time we're going to listen to words from the Old Testament. Tammy's going to come back again and is going to read to us from Psalm 119. And these are words that Jesus would have heard and understood also.
Hello again. I'm reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 9 to 16. How can young people keep their lives pure? By obeying your commands. With all my heart I try to serve you. Keep me from disobeying your commandments. I keep your law in my heart, so I will not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord, teach me your ways. I will repeat aloud all the laws you have given. I delight in following your commands, more than having great wealth. I study your instructions, I examine your teachings, I take pleasure in your laws, your commands I will not forget. Thank you.
I think these kids are stealing the show today. We're in trouble, Lisa. So the psalmist there is encouraging young people to listen to the word of God, to learn it and obey it. The psalmist wants us to obey God's laws. Not because we have a need, well, not because we have to, but because we will benefit if we do so. Did you know that we have lots of laws in our country that we must obey? And there are lots of laws that give people the right to do certain things. Apparently, there are over 1,000 laws that give inspectors the right to enter into our homes. I'm looking at the policeman around here. We'll see how we go. They include the right to inspect our pot plants for pests, the right to measure the height of our hedge, and the right to test the energy ratings of our fridges. We have lots of laws in this country, and they can feel quite restrictive and intrusive. We may even begin to find rules boring and unnecessary. We must be careful, because many people will tell us that church is just about rules. We have lots of rules to follow, and in that respect, the church is restrictive and boring. But God's rules were never meant to be like that. Both the psalmist and Jesus knew that what they want people to see is that God's word, his laws, are supposed to be liberating and exciting. You see, when we live to God's rules, life is supposed to be fun. Psalm 119 is a psalm all about God's word and the positive ways in which it can help us in our lives. If you read the whole psalm, you will find that it tells us that God's word will protect us when we are tempted to do silly things. It teaches us that God's word will energize us when we feel tired or worn out by life. When we feel sad, God's word will bring us joy. When we feel trapped by life, God's word will make us free. God's word gives us guidance when we feel lost or confused. It fires us up to do things when we're feeling fed up or sad. Psalm 119 helps us to understand just how important it is to read and to learn God's word. Jesus knew it, which is why he told his followers that they too should be following his teachings. So how do we follow Jesus' teachings today? We do it by reading the Bible, the Old and the New Testaments. It is through the Bible that we understand God's will for our lives and how we learn how he wants us to live. Now, I know that for some of you, driving, other than on computer games, is a long way off. But when you learn to drive, you have to learn lots of new rules. Which side of the road to drive on? How fast you're allowed to go? You have to learn what the different signs and traffic lights mean. And when you learn this, you learn how to be safe and how to enjoy driving. Without rules or laws, driving would be chaos and very, very dangerous. And life is like that. If we really want to live life safely, to enjoy life and to have fun, then we need to understand the rules. If we don't have rules in our life, then life just becomes chaos. The Bible is how we learn the rules of life. Through the teachings of the Old Testament and from the teachings of Jesus, we learn how to live, how to listen to God, and how to behave in a way that respects rules but gives us freedom, the freedom to live good lives. And I want to encourage you today, whatever age you are, to read your Bibles, to read the Word of God, to learn the Word of God, and in doing so, be released to live lives that are fun and healthy and exciting, to live lives in the way that God always intended for them to be. If you don't know how to read your Bible, come and talk to your Light Factory leaders, or to Sue, to me, to Lisa, to Matt. We'll be happy to help you. If you want Bible reading notes, or even if you need a Bible, come and talk to us and we'll point you in the right direction. The Bible is a really important book, or as we've seen, a really important collection of books. Without it, we are lost. Without it, we can never hope to understand what God is seeking to do in the world. The Bible really is the most important book ever written. Why not read it? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the stories it contains. We thank you for the lessons that it teaches us, for the rules that it gives us, rules to help us to shape our lives, to guide our lives, so that our lives might be all that you want them to be, and our lives might be fun and exciting, not restricted and boring. Father God, we thank you for your son Jesus, for his teachings, and for the way that if we listen to him and learn from him, that we learn how to live for you. Father God, thank you for your Bible. Amen.